Good morning, good afternoon, whenever y'all listening. Thank y'all for listening to the Map I'm Racing podcast. Be sure to join the Discord channel so we can chat. Check out the links in the description for all of my social media, Instagram, YouTube, all of that good stuff. But what I wanted to discuss today, and I think this is a really good topic, is the importance of specialized car shops. And what I mean by specialized shops is like shops that specialize in building certain or specific chassis. And the reason why I feel like these shops are a very vital part of not only just like business in general, but as far as from a consumer standpoint, it's like you get the best attention for your specific chassis, right? And I think an issue, or not necessarily an issue, but I think one of the things that we get one of the misconceptions or one of like, I don't know the words I'm looking for, but one of the things that's confusing a lot of people, I guess, would be when you look back at, like when you look at like the popular YouTube channels, right? They are shops that aren't necessarily shops for customers per se, right? So you see like probably the most popular channel is on in the automotive industry is probably like Hoonigans, right? And then you have Larry Chen, and you have like Motor Trend that do like the engine builds and all that type of stuff. Like all of those types of YouTube channels, right? And it gives you this false sense of not necessarily security, but it's like from a business perspective, it's like it looks like all they do is build different types of cars, and everybody, like, you can, it gives you this false sense of security or thinking that you can sustain a business building a bunch of different cars. But I think what needs to be understood is that, like, we'll take Hoonigans, for example, they're not a car shop. So it's like customers don't take their cars to them to be built, right? And a lot of times, people like an automotive company will have a shop, but they don't specialize in anything. And so it's like when they have people who don't know, they charge them to build. They charge a customer. Like if, you know, let's say I have Mad Bomber Automotive, right? And I'm building a 240 right now. So I have the knowledge for a 240. But then it's like you bring me an RX-7, then you're paying me or I'm charging you to learn how to build your chassis, right? And then it's like we think like, oh, we can do this. We don't know the best combinations for things. And then you end up having people on YouTube, like you build a YouTuber's car, and then you have them come across as like, oh, well, the setup that I put on this car isn't working, or I blew the engine because of whatever. But I think what it ends up coming down to, and what I'm really alluding to is Tommy Effia and Dustin Williams, they did a collab. Like Tommy Effia, he's specialized in GTRs, right? So Dustin brought his GTR to Tommy, and Tommy literally completely changed his setup just about. I mean, well, pretty much, yeah, he pretty much changed his entire setup to something that's more, you know, that's more suitable for what his goals were. And it's like you would have never gotten that level of knowledge if you didn't go to a GTR specialist, right? So, and like what I'm saying is, it's like they have shops in Japan that are they only work on S chassis, or they only do certain packages, they only work with certain turbos and certain ECUs and things like that, because they know that combination works and how that works and is repeatable for them. And I think a lot of times with American shops too, it's like people will just get cars and they're like, I just want to build everything. And it's like, if you don't specialize in anything, then you can't have that as a sustainable business. And I think that is an issue for a lot of customers coming up, because I know my friend, he took his car to this shop called Majestic in North Carolina, and they don't specialize in you know, RB swap S chassis, right? So his car sit on the back burner. Same thing for Dustin's car. Like, it's sitting in the back burner. Like, it was, he said he had it for 3 years, only drove it for a year, and it's been sitting for 2 years. And, you know, when you're paying a shop to basically work on your car and build your car for you, and it sits for 2 years. I know my friend's car is set for like months at a time, just, you know, out in the back. And then when he came, they decided to put spark plugs in it and say, oh, we need to charge you for spark plugs. Oh, we need to charge you for this. Oh, and then like the guy just all of a sudden just started working on the car right then and started charging for stuff. And it's like, that's kind of crazy when you think about it. But it's like, if these shops don't specialize in anything, they don't, you know, they don't have the knowledge to do what needs to be done, and they don't know the tricks of the trade. And I think from a business perspective, if you don't know the tricks of the trade and you don't know how to, you know, you don't know the correct combinations, or you don't have a combination of parts, you know, turbo manifolds, ECUs, and things like that, that work, then it's hard to sell somebody something and give them solid numbers and give them a solid time on how things are going to go. And I think that can create a lot of mistrust in your business, and it creates a lot of anger in customers too, and it ruins your reputation, because it's like you're putting your name on the line, like your company is being represented by people. And even if you're not building somebody who has a huge YouTube following, you're building a car for just, you know, a random person who, you know, wants to have their car built, then it's like you don't want to ruin your reputation because all of a sudden you just want to take on a project that, you know, you knew nothing about, and they paid you to learn how to build it. And I think that is disingenuous, and I think that is a bad thing to do from a business perspective. And even from like my own perspective, I was like, if I were to build a shop, I would, at this point, like, I would specialize in probably like Nissans and maybe even just the 400Z chassis, and just figure out a package that works well so that you can sell that and be repeatable, right? And it's like, even like a lot of like these companies for like exotic cars, like, they have packages that's repeatable, right? Like if you take your Huracan to Underground Racing, like, they have a package for you that's proven to make, you know, a certain amount of horsepower at a certain cost, and it just works, right? So it's like they can say, all right, well, this package costs, you know, $12,000 to like twin turbo your car. I don't know if that's the price. I'm pretty sure it's more than that. But you pay them X amount of dollars, you get your car back in a certain amount of time, and it makes this amount of power when you run this, you know, when you run this type of gas, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And that package is repeatable every single time. And it helps also from a business perspective when you have a consistent amount of, when you have a consistent package that you can sell to somebody, like, you can order the parts. You can always have those in stock. So if somebody just shows up out of the blue, like a walk-in, and say, hey, I just got this Huracan, I want more power, I want to do your stage 2 package. And it's like, cool, when can you get me in? Well, we schedule this time, and then boom, the parts are already in. And then however many days, you know, 7, 10, 14 days later, your car is back in the, you know, back in your hands, and it makes this amount of power, and it's repeatable. And I think that's I think that's the thing, that when it comes down to like running a business and putting your name on the line, that you need to do. I think car shops need to bring that back, and they need to be more reliable and consistent in that manner, to where they have repeatable packages. And I think like shops also need to learn to stop taking on projects that you don't necessarily know how to do, or you can't do. Because again, like, if you're just honest with people up front, then, you know, you won't have people who have combined millions of followers to sit here and talk shit about you for being honest with you. Like, because nobody wants anybody to talk bad about their business. But it's like, you know, this is what you did. So, and like, from my perspective, I would, like I said, I would probably buy one. I'll say, if I would do 400Z, I would build a 400Z for the shop. But like, I can do this repeatably every single time with these turbos, this ECU, these injectors, you know, boom. And like, that package is like repeatable every single time. And I think once you get that, you know, you can build a spec for yourself and for your business and be like, boom, this is what I can do every single time. So nobody has to question your abilities. It just makes more sense that way. And plus, like, it keeps you out of the weeds. So it's like, and if you stick to that practice and you don't deviate outside of that to go out and do other shit just to try and look cool for some fucking YouTube videos or something like that, then that's cool. But I think what people get mixed up is they think that, like, everybody can, you know, people can build everything. And, like, certain people can build everything. But, like, why would you want to from a business perspective? Like, if you don't specialize, like, I mean, it's cool to be a jack of all trades, right? But I think in business, because you're in business to make money. So if you're a super shop, build supers. If you're an S chassis shop, build S chassis. Like, if you're a Z shop, build Z. And, you know, it's, you're not missing out on something because you never had that in the first place. And I think that's where a lot of people, a lot of shops get messed up, is they think they're missing out on business because, oh, well, I can just take this on and build a Z. I don't know shit about Z. And I don't want to take the front cover off of a VQ engine and try to figure that out. Like, I just don't want to have to do that. So why would I put myself and my business at risk just to try to figure that out? You know, like, maybe I could figure that out on my own time. And, like, build my own project car and, like, build my own, like, you know, my own race program to where I can just do stuff like that. Or if I want to test something out, I will do it on the track and, like, maybe develop products and stuff like that. But that's not something that everybody can do. And I know, like, shops like Chase Bays here in Birmingham, he's building the RX-7 at the moment. Like, he can build an RX-7. He can build an E36. He can build, you know, a Honda, you know, that's cool because he's doing it for products. But it's like that person's not taking on that particular risk of, hey, this is my car. I need you to build my car with these parts. And it's like, that's not what they do. And so I think once you identify what it is that you do, like, do that well. I think that's why the shop up close to me closed as well, is because they didn't have what they don't, you know, they didn't have that identity. Like, they took on everything. So you never know, man. But that was all. I just wanted to, this was a quick one. I just wanted to get that out. I just had that thought in my mind for a while. I'm coming back with the two podcasts. It's just really tough right now with COVID and the kids being home, and it's a lot going on. So I appreciate y'all listening. And like I said in the beginning, make sure that y'all, you know, follow my social media links, join the Discord, you know, say what's up, comment on. I'm trying to be better with posting on Instagram and things like that. But I appreciate it. Thank y'all for listening.